Right. Well, as you alluded to, the main strategy would be preventing the disease in the first place. And there are a number of interventions that we know can reduce the risk of C. difficile, can reduce the transmission of C. difficile within healthcare settings, and reduce patient risk of getting it. Not everybody who ingests the spores of C. difficile gets disease. So there are other factors, the main one being receipt of antibiotics that puts you at risk. Other things such as, you know, having other illnesses can put you at risk. So, you know, the first thing is we need to reduce the risk that people are going to be exposed to the spores of C. difficile. And it's thought that most of the transmission occurs from patient to patient through either healthcare personnel hands or through objects in the environment. And so it's really important for hospitals to ensure strict adherence to basic infection control measures that prevent transmission. And those are adherence to contact precautions, which is wearing gowns and gloves. And gloves have been shown in studies to be highly effective at reducing transmission. Performing hand hygiene, you know, after glove removal, and thoroughly cleaning the environment. So the hospitals need to put systems in place to ensure that people are doing these things. There are some additional measures that you can do to try to reduce even further the risk of transmission, such as preemptively isolating patients who might have C. diff that you have not confirmed yet, keeping them on isolation a little longer than we normally do, because there's some data that people continue to shed the spores even after their diarrhea resolves. There's better testing methods out there that a lot of hospitals have switched to, primarily molecular testing, and those tests allow you to make a more rapid and accurate diagnosis of C. diff, which gets people in isolation and treatment faster. So that's a potential strategy.
The molecular testing, how much faster is that than the traditional testing?
It's very rapid. It's not that different from what most people use is called an enzyme immunoassay, or EIA, which is also a rapid test, but the difference is that the PCR test is much more sensitive.
Okay.
And the other tests. So you don't have to end up sending multiple stool specimens. If the toxigenic strain is there, you're much more likely to detect it
with
a single test. And so, you know, as long as the test is used properly, where you're not just testing people without diarrhea, because in that case, you can pick up people who were just colonized, and that's not something we want to be testing for. We want to be testing people who have disease, who have diarrhea. So used appropriately, the molecular tests are much more sensitive than the current testing methods. And the other thing that a lot of hospitals have already switched over to is the use of sporicidal environmental disinfectants, such as bleach or hydrogen peroxide-containing agents for C. diff patient rooms. And so that's an additional measure that might be effective, especially where you have high rates of C. difficile on a ward, for example.